Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today, somebody very special, the wonderful Renee Green. She is CEO, director, and owner of Valley Christian Academy. Welcome to the Business Connection studio.
Thank you for having me.
It is a treat. And we're just meeting for the first time. You're a new partner with KRDO, and we are thrilled to have you here.
Yes.
So we're going to learn a little bit about what you do, maybe a lot.
Sounds great.
I'm excited. So Valley Christian Academy has three campuses throughout the Springs, and they are all based in churches because Valley is a faith-based program.
Yes.
Let's talk about where you're located.
Okay. So we have three campuses, one at Friendship Assembly Church over on Powers and New Center Point behind JCPenney's, and we have the other campus at Restoration Church in Fountain, Colorado. And our third location is on the west side of Colorado at Living Hope Church.
So you have all the bases covered. A little bit about your offerings. You do everything from reading programs to before and after care. And in general, though each campus is a little bit different, and we're going to dive into some detail about each campus, plus talk about some very exciting events that are coming up in just a few days. Yes. Preschool through third in general, preschool through third grade is the level that you're working with.
Yeah, this year.
All right.
Then next year we'll add fourth grade.
Renee, let's talk about you just a little bit. How did you find your way into the world of education, and what made you decide to set up these three campuses?
So about 20 years ago, I decided I wanted to open up my own preschool in my house because my daughter at the time was 2.5, and I wanted her to have preschool. And so I started out with 6 kids, and over the years, it's just grown and grown and grown.
And what is it about your heart and soul that you love teaching so much?
So I just feel strongly that these kids are the future, and they're the ones that could be making decisions for us. They're the ones that are going to be taking care of us. And after we're gone, they're going to still be making decisions for this world. So it's our job to impact them and teach them and lead them in the right direction.
Tell me a little bit about your professional background.
Okay, so I have got my degree in early childhood, and then I went back and got my teaching certificate, and just been very passionate about, it was preschool for many years, and then probably about 7 or 8 years ago, parents started asking, can you start building the elementary grades, because we really want to keep our child in the school. And so we started building the grades up, and God has been good. It's just continued to grow and grow. At Restoration Church, we have about 170 kids enrolled in our school over there. We opened up last January 2019 at Friendship Assembly. Started out with 7 kids. We have about 27 kids enrolled in our school now over there. And for a private school, that's pretty good. And then in August 2020, we'll be opening up our another preschool at Living Hope.
That is very exciting. So, and you're expanding your age range as you go.
Yes. And so at Restoration Campus, we will be taking kids up to fourth grade over there. We take them as young as 2 years old. And then we also do before and after school care. So we'll go to the public school, bring them back. And it's very biblical. So it's very biblical. And so we will have chapel once a week. They will get sports that are biblical. They will get learn about the power of prayer. That's biblical. We do tutoring, help them with their homework, and lots of filters when they don't have school. And so that's a great program we have.
All right. Let's focus for a couple of minutes on friendship.
Okay.
Because as I say, as you have taught me already, there's a little bit something different to be offered at each campus.
Right.
And you're also opening up enrollment at this point. Is that right?
Yes.
And that will lead us then to a little bit of conversation about information nights.
Sure.
So let's take Friendship Church and the campus there.
Okay.
That first information night is on the 25th of February.
Yes.
That's coming up right away. What is it? Talk about the offerings available at Friendship.
Okay. So at Friendship, we will do before and after school care over there as well. We will have a preschool program. We take kids as young as 2.5. And we are adding kindergarten in August 2020 there.
Very exciting.
Yes.
Okay, and what time are the is this information night at Friendship Campus?
At 6:30 p.m.
Okay, I say campus. I also you can interchange that with church,
right?
Because each of your schools are based in these churches. So, Friendship Church, February 25th.
Right.
At 6:30 p.m. And right. Talk to me about what I will experience if I attend an information night.
Okay, so if you come that night, we will kind of tell you the vision, the mission of Valley Christian Academy. We will talk about, we'll show you the curriculum and what we're offering with our school. We'll give you a tour of the school and then have Q&A.
Ah, wonderful. Okay. And so you're expanding.
Mm-hmm.
And a student-teacher ratio?
Okay, so our student-teacher ratio, it's about 20 kids and 2 teachers in the classroom with our 3-year-olds and up. With our 2.5 to 3, it would probably be about 15 to 18 kids,
mm-hmm.
and 2 teachers.
Now, one thing I think is important to mention, Valley Christian is a private school.
Yes.
So there is tuition, and you'll talk about tuition with parents when they get to information night.
And if they come that night, they get they get a really good discount. Coming.
Wonderful.
So that is the best night to come to save a lot of money for being there.
You're providing some incentive.
Yes.
That's being good stewards of money. And
yes.
As you know, that is a very strong biblical tenet that a lot of people live by in our city. And it's a wonderful thing. I think that helps to explain why the schools are successful.
Yes.
Among the other things that you offer.
Right.
Let's talk about Restoration Church and the campus there. You've got an information night coming up on February 27th. That one starts at 5:30 and goes until 7.
Well, basically, we have 2 times. So you can come either at 5:30 or you can come at 7 because we have quite a few families that attend that campus. And so the public is welcome to come either time that they want to come.
Circling back to Friendship, where is that located exactly?
Friendship Assembly is located on New Center Point and...
That'll be Palmer Park Constitution area.
Yeah, Constitution area.
So
there.
New Center Point. Okay, yeah. It's you say right behind JCPenney.
Right
up there.
Behind JCPenney's,
very
correct.
Very easy to find. And
yes.
Then, so that covers the east side of town base.
Yes.
And then Restoration Church. Where's that located?
That one is in Fountain, Colorado at Restoration Church.
Perfect. Okay. And can you give me a couple of cross street references?
Sure. It'd be Mark Shuffle and Peaceful Valley.
Wonderful. Okay. That brings us then to Living Hope, which is the third, and that one is opening a little bit later this year in August?
Yes, in August 2020.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you're signing people up now.
Right.
And that information night happens on March 3rd, mm-hmm. and that will be at 6:30 p.m.
Yes.
And Living Hope is located where?
It's on the west side of Colorado off of Boulder and... So it's kind of... Have you seen that big church up on the big hill? Looks like a flying nun.
Yes, I know the one you're talking about.
That's where it's located.
Perfect.
At.
Okay. All right. Let's make this super easy
for
everybody.
Oh, I know. It's on Manitou Boulevard.
There we go.
Manitou Boulevard, yes.
All right. So we know where Living Hope is. We know where Restoration and Friendship are. We know that there are slightly different offerings at each place. You vary those offerings with good reason. Restoration, your busiest campus right now, and you are looking to add, and you have more room to bring new families and their kids in at information night. And, of course, folks coming to Living Hope on March 3rd, get to see all of that unfold from the very beginning. They get to be some of the first families that are part of Valley Christian Academy. And as I say, you are growing with good reason, good reception to what you do. Talk a little bit more about the before and after care.
Okay, so the before and after school care, we will go pick up the kids from a public school, bring them back, and watch them until about 5:30. Mm-hmm. And then the kids that are in our school all day can stay in our after school program as well. And we open at 7 in the morning till 5:30.
Yeah. And transportation, of course, is as mom or dad, they bring young one to school and pick them up.
Right.
But in between, if they are at a public school, you can pick them up from there. Mom and dad can meet them back at the Valley Christian Academy.
Yes.
That's perfect.
Yes.
And then reading program, something very, very popular.
Yes. Our reading program has just been phenomenal. So it's not being read to, it's learning how to decode the words. And we start the kids at 3 years old, teach them how to read, the ones that are developmentally ready to learn it. And it's just been really popular. These kids are reading by the time they hit kindergarten, but it's developmentally appropriate. they're excited to learn. So it's not pushing them down, it's bringing them up when we're teaching them how to read.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it's bringing them up. They're excited to learn. It's a style of teaching that motivates them and inspires them so they want to learn.
So you're pulling kids along instead of putting them under pressure.
Right, exactly.
And then how do grading systems work along those lines?
So with, of course, with preschool, you just have a curriculum you're following, and we can kind of test them orally as we're going to see where they're at. But then when you hit the elementary grades, we start the ABC grading type system over there.
And you want parents involved.
Yes, we encourage parents to be involved, and we probably have the most parents involved in our school than the average schools do.
Which is a wonderful thing.
Yes.
So you're all tracking your child's progress together.
Yes.
What is the website for us to get more information?
So valleychristianacademy.school.
So valleychristianacademy.school. Mm-hmm. To attend information nights, do we need to RSVP or sign up or just show up?
You can just show up, but we prefer if you let us know so we know how many people are coming.
And what's the best way for us to do that?
You can go to our website.
valleychristianacademy.school.
Yes.
Sign up for any of the information nights coming up. One on February 25th at Friendship Church from 6:30 on. One at two at Restoration Church on February 27th. The first at 5:30, the second at 7. And the new campus opening up at Living Hope Church March 3rd at 6:30 p.m. All of the information is on the website at valleychristianacademy.school. Renee Green, CEO, director, and owner of Valley Christian Academy, thank you so much for spending some time with us here on The Business Connection.
Thank you.
I'm Ted Robertson. Business Connection airs 7 o'clock Sunday mornings right here on KRDO News Radio. We'll be back next Sunday.